time for Wisconsin life. Manitowoc's aluminum specialty company became famous for its sparkling aluminum Christmas trees in the 1960s.
Jerry Walk sold millions of trees during its heyday when he ran the company's sales force. He tells us what made them so popular.
My name is Jerry Walk from Manitowoc, and Aluminum Specialty Company's aluminum tree was introduced in 1958. The aluminum tree had the color that you use in decorations, silver. And it was something that was brand new. You put a light on it with four colors, and you put this in a window of a house and had this going at nighttime, and you had a beautiful scene. It was something that got everybody's attention. You had people that loved it, said this is absolutely the greatest thing for Christmas. Other people would walk in and say, you got to be kidding, what are you talking about? You know, what's an aluminum tree? There was probably a 50-50 split. People that really liked it, people that didn't like it. We started a factory, and with the response we got on it, we went to three shifts, and we had every available warehouse in the city stacked with trees, working 24 hours a day. We made, you know, electric revolving tree stands. We had a flat tree that you could put against the wall. We introduced colors, a gold, a green, a blue, and a pink. The silver tree still dominated the market. Our kids, we had four children, they loved the tree. They'd lay underneath it and watch it rotate and so forth. About 6 years into this, I'm at home at Christmas time. We had a snowstorm. Couldn't get out, so my wife and I are in the family room talking, and I said something about, why don't we set up a tree? And we had just come out with a brand new green tree made out of plastic, polyethylene, looked very realistic, like a regular tree, to complement the aluminum tree. My two boys got all excited. I said, let's go down, we'll get the sample. We're down the steps, and I said, boys, what about having a green tree this year? Our oldest boy stopped and looked at me and said, Dad, what's a green tree? So it's what you get used to. You might remember Charlie Brown, Christmas, in the 1960s, late 60s, I think it was, when he said, all I want for Christmas is a pink aluminum tree. People remember him. It's got a following that is really unique. It's one of these icon things that you try to, you know, come up with. And when you come up with one, you're very lucky, very fortunate.
Jerry Walk once sold aluminum Christmas trees for Manitowoc's aluminum specialty company.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from the Mead Witter Foundation of Wisconsin Rapids. You can find more information at wisconsinlife.org.
The Wisconsin Historical Museum just opened the world's largest collection of evergreen trees available to the public. Now we're talking to the curator of that exhibit.
Joe Kapler joins us now, curator of domestic life at the Wisconsin Historical Museum. Joe, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Well, let's start off. Tell us a little bit about what these trees look like.
As Jerry just referenced in that piece there, they're quite untraditional. They do not look like anything you are used to. And they're certainly shiny and sparkly, and there's so many, you know, like facets on a diamond. There's so many angles on these aluminum branches, the faux needles on the branches that reflect light. So in the exhibition, we really knocked down the lighting in the first floor gallery space, put some color gels over the fixtures and got some of those reproduction color wheels and splash colored light and dim light or dim in a dim setting, splash colored light on these trees. And so you're just looking at, to borrow a phrase from the 1980s, you're looking at 1,000 points of light or more.
And did you capture the entire aluminum tree rainbow? Are all colors represented there?
All but the blue that was mentioned. That's they produce about 75 to 80% in the silver, and then a smaller percentage in gold and green and pink, and then the blue were more frosted, a frosting type of treatment to the branches, and I've never seen a legitimate one of those surface anywhere. We're still keeping our eye out for one of those.
Now, these trees were popular back in the 60s. How have they held up over the years?
Yeah, a couple of interesting aspects of that. They were not made to be around 50 or 60 years from now. I can't imagine Jerry or anybody else in Manitowoc thinking that some curator somewhere down the road is going to be worried about the condition of these. But they have. I think it's because of that great packaging system, a really simple paper tube. You slide each individual branch in one of those, and it's really user-friendly, and it serves as a great means of protection, and then you stick it in the box. They cranked out a million plus, so the sheer numbers help for why these are around today. And in Wisconsin, certainly, I think, and in the Manitowoc area, the bond was stronger with between families and users with these trees, and they held onto them, and they are considered family heirlooms in a sense. We've struggled to be able to get donated to us evergreens that were used in Wisconsin. People are holding on to them. So by far the most we acquired, we had to hunt down on eBay.
Are they worth some decent money these days?
This time of year is when they, like any active marketplace, more supply and then even the price goes up. So looked in the summer again as we knew we wanted to get some more for the collection, and they're probably selling for $75, $100 a pop. Now they're $400 or $500, and a pink one is, you can get one now if you like, $1,500.
Wow.
The buy it now price for a 6-foot pink.
So the thing that's nagging at me here is we've got no shortage of trees in Wisconsin. We're not known as the aluminum mining capital of the world. So why Wisconsin is the source for these aluminum trees?
We are certainly a major aluminum goods production center in the Manitowoc area. Two major companies, Aluminum Specialty, that Jerry worked for, as well as Aluminum Goods Manufacturing Company, later renamed Miro, for one of their major brands. So since the late 1800s, millions of pieces of aluminum products were fabricated and shipped out of Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Both those companies had a housewares division, pots and pans, millions of them, and they both had a toys division, and which Jerry worked in. And this is aluminum toys and decorations of all kinds. And as he mentioned, they tried new ideas every year, many ideas. And this one took in a big way. And then, of course, the Manitowoc photographer artist published the Seasons Gleamings book in 2004, 2005, Julie Lindemann and Johnny Shimon. And that is what has reignited the interest here in the recent past.
So they've had their heyday, they've had their comeback, but there was some pushback at one point, wasn't there, on the popularity of these trees?
I would imagine, and I think what everyone references is the 1965 airing of the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and actually it was Lucy who mentioned that she wanted a aluminum Christmas tree, perhaps a pink one, and Charlie ultimately decided that he would take a real but rather skimpy-looking tree, because he thought maybe that was a better way to depict the spirit of Christmas. But, you know, to each his own, and in this case, it's certainly more than a million of those individuals. And I don't think it's an either-or proposition. I understand some had an evergreen for, like, in addition to, perhaps for the basement rec room or something like that.
Do you think that the rise of the plastic Christmas tree is a big part of what pushed the aluminum ones out of the market?
It would be a great question to find out. It is important to not consider the evergreen as an artificial tree. It is what it is. It's an aluminum Christmas tree, and then the later vinyl and plastic artificial trees that were meant to mimic a natural tree came later. Perhaps tastes come and go, I suppose. Christmas is such a strong traditional element that I think it's amazing that these took as much as they did when they did. And then, you know, in our business, the history business, it's amazing to watch the how important nostalgia is, and ironically now many of these trees are looked back as warmly and nostalgically when they were first received as kind of cold and impersonal.
A lot of people come through, look at these trees, and it brings back family memories.
Sometimes in museums we share stories that people aren't going to get anywhere else. And for people that haven't seen one of these, they may come and may not bring back a memory that's specific to that type of tree, but it certainly has that warm, you know, that warm feel that the holidays often evoke, especially in decorations, whether they be traditional or contemporary.
Joe, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
That's Joe Kapler, curator for the Division of Museums and Historic Sites at the Wisconsin Historical Society.
And if you've got a memory of an Evergleam Christmas tree that you might have had in your family, let us know on the Central Time Facebook page. We'd love to hear about it.